In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I spy with my little eye something blue. All summer, Kim and I have been playing I Spy with our kids and our nieces and nephews. It's one of those games that you can play at any age. Once you've learned your colors, you are off to the races. It's also one of those games that can be played anywhere at any time. Car rides, Saturday brunch, a day at the beach, all are great times and places for a little I Spy. Another bonus is that it's free. Free is always a plus when it comes to entertaining kids. But I Spy is a great game for more than its entertainment value to children. It can also be a wonderful teaching tool about perspectives, about points of view. When my daughter is struggling to see the something blue, I can remind her that I have a different perspective than her, that I can see things from a different angle than she can. With some moving around, all of a sudden she can see the blue car that was parked behind her. If my niece is having trouble seeing the something blue, I remind her that I have a different point of view, that I see the world through my eyes and not through hers. With some deep thought and concentration, she realizes that the something blue are her own blue eyes. When pondering these times playing the game and pondering our scripture readings for today, I start wondering about the things which we are looking for, the things that we see and the things that we don't see in our lives. I began to imagine myself keeping watch, like in our gospel reading at night, looking out over the ramparts of an ancient city, trying to stay awake and be prepared for the master to return, but being distracted by the shadows of the night. I look out, waiting, watching, praying, and hoping for the master, for our Lord Jesus Christ to return, to see God and the light of God breaking over the horizon. But my eyes see other things. I see things hauntingly familiar. I see things unnervingly new. Just a week ago, I looked and I saw another mass shooting. More innocent people robbed of their lives. More helpless human beings lost to another senseless and preventable tragedy. But this time, something shockingly different happened. In less than 24 hours, a second shooting occurred. We were not even able to comprehend, to process one evil act before another one was visited upon us. I look and I see darkness, I see evil, I see hate, and I see violence. In response to this most recent act of homegrown terrorism, I look and I see the all too familiar lines of division being drawn, the same partisan trenches being dug and manned. I see the same complacency, the same obligatory words being offered up. But this time I see something horrifyingly new. I see some people with the audacity to question whether or not this most recent act of racially motivated terrorism was really that. People dismissing the shooter's own words, his own internet-posted racial screed. I see people disregarding the fact that the shooter drove over 11 hours from his home to the border where he claims an invasion is taking place. I look and I see darkness, I see evil, I see hate, and I see violence. In all of this, it's easy to feel helpless, but the psalm cries, I lift up my eyes to the hill. From where is my help to come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. In all of this, it's easy to feel one's faith starting to slip away ever so slowly. But our scripture today tells us Faith is the assurance of things hoped for. Faith is the conviction of things not seen. I look, and even though I do not see it, I have hope, I have faith in God's justice. Justice that brings about a world devoid of bigotry, a world devoid of racism, a world devoid of xenophobia. I look, and even though I do not see it, I have hope, I have faith in God's peace, a peace that delivers a world defined by acts, not of violence, but of compassion, a world defined not by acts of hatred, but of mercy, a world defined not by acts of fear, but by acts of love. I look, and even though I do not see it, I have hope, I have faith in God's kingdom, a kingdom where all of humanity, all of God's children are bound together in mutual respect, a kingdom where all of God's children are bound together in mutual affection, a kingdom where we repent of our sins, where we repent of the evil that enslaves us, the evil we have done, and the evil done on our behalf. Searching for help, looking for hope, trying to keep faith, I am reminded that perhaps I need to change my perspective. I need to change my point of view. Perhaps my eyes have grown too complacent, too hardened, and bitter. I need to look not through my eyes, but try and look at the world through the eyes of Jesus. Jesus, who looked on this world, saw its darkness and chose to enter into it, to become flesh incarnate, the embodied light of God. Jesus, who looked upon sinners and said, "You are loved, come, sit, break bread with me." Jesus, who looked upon the suffering and said, "You are in need, let me comfort and heal you." If we hold firm to our current perspectives, our current points of view, then I fear what we see now in our communities will only continue to grow darker and to fester. We need to take the perspective of the cross, looking through the eyes of Jesus hanging from the cross. It was on the cross where Jesus took all the darkness, all the evil, all the hate, all the violence of this world and said, "No. No, these forces will not win. No, they will not consume this world. No, they will not have these children of God whom I love so much." Events like the ones we have been witnessing affect us all. Not because we are the citizens of the same country, but because we are human beings, fellow children of God. We will continue to witness these events if we continue to look at each other through the same sinful eyes. But if we begin to see each other as Jesus sees us, through his eyes, then we see that all of us are sacred, not because of anything we have done. We are sacred because we are made in the image of God our Father, cherished, beloved, treasured children, sacred in God's loving eyes. As Christians, let us be the loving eyes of Jesus Christ. Let us help our fellow brothers and sisters to see God's glory all around them, to see others for the sacred works of creation that they are. Amen.